This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Nearly 70 years ago, the Nuremberg trials in 1946 convicted doctors for euthanizing disabled people under state orders. Despite that, doctors have wanted to kill a tetraplegic patient. After a family dispute, a European court has decided to deny the patient the legal protections to which pro-life advocates say he is entitled under the European Convention on Human Rights proclaimed in 1950. The New York Times is apologizing for its part in the debate over the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. The paper made misleading statements about the legality of that bill. Currently, U.S. courts say abortion may not be blocked before the viability of a child. 20 weeks after fertilization is indeed 22 weeks of pregnancy, and the reporter was clearly confused over that point of viability. She wrongly stated that the Unborn Child Protection Act would violate that court standard. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. Pro-life counselors outside an abortion business met a father who was distraught over his wife being inside the abortion business preparing to abort their second child. With a little bit of help, the father contacted his wife by phone and, just after the abortionist showed up, discovered she could not go through with the abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.